The Lansing area is expected to get something of a break from yesterday's stormy weather that triggered watches and warnings. And to review how impactful all the rain was, and for a peek at the extended forecast for the remainder of the summer, we're joined by WILX TV 10 meteorologist Andy Provenzano. Welcome back, Senor.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Our tremendous growing season continued yesterday. Between the early morning and the afternoon downpours, how much rain did the Lansing area get?
Yesterday it was about an inch and a half at the airport. To go on to the other, it's almost 4 inches. We're well over 5 for the month now.
Amazing.
Come in bunches, that's for sure. And timely rains. I mentioned yesterday, boy, if you wanted to be some sort of vegetation, this was the year to do it.
Absolutely. That has been so noticeable. It's as green, I think, as it's looked in many years. Is the rain returning anytime soon?
We will see rain again tomorrow. Here today, we're going to start to get an easterly breeze, and that will dry us out a little bit, get the sun to pop out here later this afternoon. But that same pattern that's had all the heat just to the south, including over us most of the week here, is still going to be around for a couple more days. And what happens is the storms form along the edge of that, and, of course, we're on the edge of it, so they come our way. Sunday and Monday, we missed out, but then we got into it here in the last 24 hours.
I guess so. With the seasons changing Saturday night, Andy, I might as well ask what the models are showing for the rest of the summer.
Well, you know, everybody has a different look at it. I know the Weather Service is calling for a cooler summer and a wetter one. I just think it's going to be normal, very normal summer. We've seen already many 80-degree days for highs. Our highs have been running above normal. Then all of a sudden we'll cool down and have temperatures in the 40s at night and 70 degrees by day, and that kind of averages out. That's probably the pattern here for the summer, having a stretch or two where you end up being slightly cooler, maybe more pleasant, pleasing those folks who like the summer's cool, and then you get a week or two where you're back in the 80s and low 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they always average the numbers, and by the end of the summer, I think it'll be dead even. And I still think it's a pretty decent summer coming our way.
People who watch the lake and river levels like the rain, too, and I know generally levels are up. What about water temperatures?
Of course, we had that tremendous winter. Very, very cold.
Don't tell me there's still ice in Lake Superior.
No, there's not. There's not. But, you know, there's three main buoys out in the center part of the lake in Lake Superior, and they have two in Lake Michigan, one that's in the northern part of the lake and then one that's in the southern part of the lake. And all of them are reading temperatures that are in the upper 30s. So obviously a lot of cold air, cold water out there. It's not easy to warm up the center of the lake. Notice that it takes a while for that to happen. But on the shorelines, we are starting to see some lake temperatures in the low 60s. You get down to Michigan City, also South Haven, Holland, they're all running in the low to mid 60s. And then when you get a warm stretch like this week, it might get up into the upper 60s. So that's a good sign because you got to heat the lake up from the shoreline, and then that makes its way into the center of the lake. Will it run cool all year? Certainly will. And you pointed that out, the amount of moisture we've had, and the rivers are high, the lakes have come way up some 18 inches since a year ago, and it takes a lot longer to try to heat up a lot more water that started out so very, very cold.
Do you think before, now you're calling for an average summer weather-wise, does that suggest that the lawns might get, the lawns and the crops might get dried out and a little crinkly before we're through here?
You know, it's hard not to avoid, you know, some kind of mini drought in the summer. You get the high pressure in the right position. There's always what they call the Bermuda High that forms off the eastern half of our nation, and that happens midsummer, and it can put you in a dry spell for a couple of weeks. But I don't see it being prolonged. We've got timely rains. We're shifting the air masses so much. I mean, they had snow in Glacier National Park yesterday, I think 18 inches of snow. And they were just pushing 100 a couple of weeks ago. So
oh, good grief.
A lot of fluctuation. So I don't anticipate us being very, very dry, but just like every summer, we always get a stretch where it stays hot and dry for a little while, and then we snap back out of it. I'm more worried about getting into an early fall than I am having a bad summer.
Oh, okay. Well, we've pretty much covered all the bases here. We appreciate it very much. WILX TV 10 meteorologist Andy Provenzano. Have a good day, Andy.
You too.